Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Knowing that you would have wanted it this way, I do believe I'm feeling stronger every day. I know we really tried. Together we had a love inside. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So now the time has come.
All right, you see what I'm saying? What songs do you just turn up and blast that make you happy, make you hopeful? I want to know. 312-981-7200. So during troubled times, music has been the soundtrack to our lives. Ron Onesti, who became the king of entertainment in Chicagoland when he revitalized the Arcata Theater in St. Charles over 15 years ago, just wrote a great article in the Daily Herald about the power of music in troubling times. Ron joins us tonight. How you doing, buddy?
Good evening, Dave. Great to hear from you, and I love your show, and I love that song you just led us off with.
Right? Right? I mean, that's one of the ones you mentioned in this article about songs that just kind of get you going and make you happy. And you really pointed out the obvious to me, that music does play a critical role in every part of it. We're talking about all these other things we're doing to distract ourselves. Music's the key.
Well, you know what, Dave? You know, I find that it's a big part of what I do. You know, as everybody comes in to the theaters and the shows, and they're enjoying the bands and singing along, I'm backstage. I'm not watching the entertainers. I'm watching the acts. And yeah. I'm watching the people in the audience. And I know in 900 people, there's somebody there that maybe lost a loved one or lost their job or had a tough day at work or had a fight or something. And we're given the responsibility for 2 or 3 hours to take them away from it. And it's the music. It really is.
You know, it's all based, though, you mentioned, on moments in time. So it's not only moments in your life, but moments when you have a certain feeling towards something. You know, so it's not just about growing up and so forth, but it could be a patriotic moment. It could be a religious moment in your life. But music always is a thread through all of this.
Well, it defines the periods and the times in your life. I mean, you know, your birthday is one of the most important days of your life, whether it's whether you celebrate it or not. And what do? People sing happy birthday. They sing a song. As I mentioned in the article there in the column, when, you know, even at the end of the day for the military, or when they have to, you know, when somebody has passed away in the military, it's taps. You know, when we want to honor our country at a time, whether it's at a sports game or at any time we want to show our national pride, we sing the national anthem. So music is a part of our lives in the most poignant times, whether it's during the day, during special days, special times, or times when we need it most.
Well, and here's the other thing. It brings us together. So music is one of those things that almost everybody has the ability to connect with. Even though everyone might have different tastes in music, you can find a lot of commonality in the Beatles or the Stones or the Monkees or Elton John and some of these other artists as well. And I find, you know, in hardest times, you know, I find myself turning to the artists and the albums that I love. And one of the things that I did is I took the record player, and my daughter has a record player with a 60 stand in her room with a lot of great albums. She's got everything from Billie Eilish to Michael Jackson in her collection. And I literally lifted it out of her room when she was doing her homework and brought it into where I was working. And I pulled out some old albums and threw some of those on. And it just put me into a different place.
You know, and it's also the grit of an album sound that brings you back to when in high school, you know, had that little grainy sound.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all produced. I mean, there's something to be said about greatly produced music, of course, but there's also something to be said about the music that we grew up with. And you know, I tell you, even today, you know, I was thinking about it. My first rock concert was in 1976. I went to the World Series of Rock at the Hawthorne Racecourse. I was 14 years old, And it was Lynyrd Skynyrd. It was Yes. Yeah. It was Gary Wright.
Wow.
And it was, yeah, it was Peter Frampton. When Frampton Comes Alive, that album just came out. So the singing Show Me the Way all day.
Yeah. You know, there's, I think my, and I'll mention this too, and you can mention your first concert too at 312-981-7200. But mine was, I think it was 78 or 79, Can't Tune a Fish. To the piano, but Can't Tune a Fish, REO. And I was at, you know,
I was listening to that today.
Is that right?
I swear to God, this morning. I was doing 157 on Riverside Avenue. I did Gary awesome. Richrath's great song. I mean,
legend.
Just love it.
I think it was at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds was my first concert. But I worked, you know, just a little background on me. I worked for the retail music industry for years. I worked for Musicland and Sam Goody. I worked for them in Chicago and Minneapolis. I worked for Transworld Entertainment, which was Peaches and Coconuts and all those stores up in New York City. Yeah, for 12 years. So it was always going backstage and meeting people. And it was just, my life was just filled with all that music for so long. Kathy, you're on 720 WGN. What songs perk you up, make you happy?
Okay, Kurt, the new song by Dua Lipa called Don't Start Now.
Yeah.
And then also love, love, love Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom. Blast both of them as loud as you can.
Yeah, so he's one of those artists, too, that it really almost doesn't matter what he's singing. As long as it's an upbeat song, it gets people excited. Right, Kathy? All right, good. Thanks for calling, Kathy. I appreciate it. I got a couple texts in here. Hi, Dave. How about Grateful Dead's Sugar Magnolia, 847 Bohemian Rhapsody, LSD, Live and Let Die, 402, I've Been Searching So Long by Chicago, Beautiful Day by U2. So everyone's, it's a different song, but I can see the thread in all those, right?
And different eras, too. I mean, like you just said, LSD, Lakeshore Drive. By Eliota Haynes and Jeremiah.
Yeah.
And, you know, part of that garage rock 60s movement, you know. And then you got, you know, Billie Eilish. I mean, you got such quite the range there.
Yeah. So here's the Monkees. Okay. Now, as soon as I hear this song, and, you know, we boat a little bit in the summertime, as soon as I hear songs like this, I'm jamming it. Here, flip it up a little bit. Sleep out the mind. We're shaving razors cold. Now tell me that doesn't put you in a good mood. We're just trying to make people happy tonight, aren't we?
Loving that, man. There's, you know, the voice of Davy Jones, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Brings us back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Monkees played at the Arcata, didn't they?
Well, we had, you know, had some great experiences with Davey, you know, and then we only had Davey and Mickey Dolenz. We had the whole Monkees. But Davey, you know, he would love St. Charles. He loved it so much, and he played many times by it. But he would come in 3, 4, 5 days in advance, Dave, and just hang out, just go into the shops, to the restaurants in St. Charles. He loved it.
It was
a great performer, man. Great friend of ours too.
What is some of the music you grew up with? Like, and you mentioned some of this in the article, but as a kid, what did you hear hanging around the house?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you know, I was brought up in a World War II household. My dad was a World War II hero, so you know, I still, even though I was born, you know, in the 60s, and you know, I was brought up in the high school time was in the 70s, the classic rock era. But I was brought up with Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman, the swing era of the 1940s. My mom being born in Florence, Italy, she loved Enrico Caruso and Pavarotti, and I also had, us Italians, we've got two trinities. We got Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We also have Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Tony Bennett.
Of course.
We listen to.
The Trinity. I love it. I love it. For me, I'd have to say Sinatra, especially my grandparents. I mean, they were huge in Sinatra. But Herb Alpert, and I just had him on the show a couple weeks ago. That Whipped Cream and Other Delights, I remember how cool that album cover was.
Oh, yeah.
So we'd be listening to that. But my folks listen to Andy Williams, so I got to know him. But also the Beatles. And the Monkees too. So I think, you know, there's something that everyone all grew up with as a family. Like when my sister hears the same songs I do, She'll call me up and be like, I just heard blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's kind of cool. It's fun. It's something to share with one another, right?
Well, I grew up, you know, I'm from Taylor Street. So, you know, Sinatra was king down there. But I also grew up with a bunch of older than I female cousins. Mm-hmm. And we always got together, and they loved Tom Jones. They loved Engelbert Humperdinck, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And then my younger sister was always had Donny Osmond and Bobby Sherman and Tony DeFranco playing. So I was always surrounded by that kind of thing.
So I hope this inspires some people to pull out some old records, some old albums, go on Spotify, go on YouTube, go wherever and find some of your favorite music. 312-981-7200. By the way, we opened up with the Chicago song. I heard Bob Surratt talking either this morning or yesterday. He was reading text from people, and some listener asked that thanked him for playing all those Chicago songs. Because, you know, Bob plays Chicago all the time, even when he was on the air doing music. And he absolutely loved that stuff. We're talking to Ron Onesti of Onesti Entertainment, which includes the Arcata Theater. And there's more on the power of music, and we'll play a little more of the songs that matter to you. 312-981-7200. More next on 720 WGN. All right, it's Dave Plyer on 720 WGN. We're talking to Ron Onesti on the power of music in challenging times. That's a good one. We like this Stick song. You mentioned this in the article as well. Inspiring, fun, yeah. And Chicago.
Yeah, you know, you sure did your homework there, Dave. Those are a couple of my favorite songs that got me through some tough times. There's a lot of songs that we, you know, that we recall during the tough times in our lives when we may have lost a loved one or had some really difficult times, and you're sitting in the car and the windows are down and you're just singing and playing the dashboard keyboard or the steering wheel guitar.
They
bring us back, these songs, man.
They do, absolutely do. Hey Manny, you're on 720 WGN. What are your two favorite songs that get you excited, happy, hopeful?
Okay, these two particular songs goes back to an era of music that was probably one of the greatest eras of music, the late 50s, early 60s, whenever. One of my favorites is Ronnie Milsap, Any Day Now.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And anything by Ben E. King and the Drifters.
Oh, like, absolutely.
You know, oh, yeah.
Under the Boardwalk. When you hear Under the Boardwalk, it just lifts you up, you know. Under the Boardwalk. I better try not to sing that right.
No, you hit the keys out right on there, man. Thanks for calling, buddy.
I'm rated X if I keep singing. Anyway, I just want to compliment your station. You guys have some really good evening shows and everything. And this particular subject you're dealing with tonight is fantastic, because that's my number one weakness in the world is music.
Gotcha.
One thing that can bring the world together, no matter what country, what language, is music. You can get 10 people in the same room from 10 different countries. You put on a good song, and they're all going to get down to it.
You're absolutely right. And I appreciate the kind words.
Oh, yeah. Anything that can bring the world together, it's music all the time.
Thank you, Manny. And thanks for listening to WGN. Appreciate it, pal. All right, Bill, you're on 720 WGN. You got some favorite songs you want to share with us?
Well, this always kind of reminds you of 30 Days in the Hole by Helmut Pye. And I was up there when it was Emerson, Lake, and Palmer tribute, of course, man, all their stuff, too. Ron knows it very well. My name's Bill Eggleston, and I run the page Essential Guitarist. And he's a member as well. But, hey, Ron, man, so many great shows over there. I mean, so many great memories. And I met so many people over there. It's one of my favorite places in the whole world. And I just love music so much.
If you ever look at the rundown of who Ron has had at the Arcata in the last 15 years, it's incredible. I mean, from not only music, but comedians, too, and stand-up. But, I mean, the music has been... I've enjoyed scads of concerts there, too. It's fantastic. I appreciate you calling in, Bill. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Take it easy, Ron.
Bye-bye, Bill.
Look at that. Your fans are calling in. I love it.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, you think about the era that you grew up in, too. So now I've got young kids in their teens, and, you know, I listen to their music because I want to understand what they like. I'm not a big fan of the rap stuff, but I like Billie Eilish and stuff. But that when I go back and start playing stuff from the 80s in my high school years, they kind of laugh and chuckle a little bit, but then I hear them playing the same thing in their room. So it must have carried on to them as well, right?
Well, you know what, Dave? That's a very interesting point, because the staying power of the music that we grew up with, whether it's 60s, 70s, or hearing some of the stuff in the 80s, one of the best things I love when these 12-year-olds and 15-year-olds come into the theater and they've got Led Zeppelin T-shirts on, their dads are playing them, and they've got Who T-shirts on. And I think about that, too. I think about the music that my daughter listens to and her friends, and, like, will they still be, like, jamming out to them when they're 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a testimonial to it's a really staying power of our music that we grew up with.
You would hope so. Elizabeth, you're on 720 WGN. Oh, you got to turn down your radio, dear.
I did.
Oh, there we go. It's a landline. Okay, go ahead. Tell me what your favorite songs are.
Anything by Ezio Pinza, okay. Perry Como, and then I can't think of his name right now. But it was the Banana Boat song and the Hole in the Bucket song.
Oh, we're talking about Harry Belafonte.
There we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
You know what? I feel we talked about Perry Como once on the air before, Elizabeth. Am I right?
Probably. I loved him dearly.
I know you did. Thanks for calling in, Elizabeth. I appreciate it. See, is there something for everyone? I got It's a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong from 847. 815 Butterfly. This was one we're playing now. The Association, Windy.
Great song, great band.
Let me see. Who is the? Oh, Jesus! Sorry, I almost unplugged myself there. I was so excited. Here Comes the Sun from the Beatles was one from 815. Queen, You're My Best Friend was another one. Girls Just Want to Have Fun from 847. See, everybody's got their favorite, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really something. You know, it's really interesting because when these entertainers come, and it's another thing to see, like you mentioned, all the different entertainers that we've had. We definitely have had the gamut from, you know, Bret Michaels of Poison to Don Rickles and everybody in between.
Love Don.
But you know, when they play their one, you know, a lot of these acts that had one, two, or three major hits. You know, Foghat will come and do all their great music, but then Slow Ride will come on, or, you know, one of those things, and you see the people go crazy. They just go nuts,
yeah.
And they're singing every word of it, and it's just a, we're making another memory for them, not just reliving the memory that they had when they first heard the song, but making a new one.
Absolutely. 312-981-7200 is the number. I know, and so we're talking about the Arcata Theater. Obviously, you had such great stuff planned, and you had to push all this stuff. I mean, you know, when do you see this opening up for a venue like yourself? I mean, what are you hopeful for, Ron?
Well, you know, I'm hoping for really around the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for me,
I think that's realistic.
It's not even when the ban gets lifted, because that can get lifted tomorrow, a month from now, whenever. But it's when customer confidence comes back. And, you know, we're doing everything, sanitizing and washing and doing all that stuff. And we'll probably give out face masks and do everything we got to do. So we just hope people come and enjoy the music. And I think this is all going to be over sooner than everybody thinks, I hope, anyway.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I'm looking for around July, I think, 1st of July.
And you're doing some work inside the Arcata, too, aren't you?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. You know, it's obviously been limited now, but literally it was all in process when it happened, and it should be done, you know, right around the time that we opened. But, yeah, we're opening up a couple new restaurants there. We're putting 10 hotel suites in there. We've upgraded, added about 40 bathrooms, a new HVAC, new stage system, you know, the whole wood is all been done, new dressing rooms with showers for the entertainers. I mean, you're not going to recognize the place. It's going to be incredible.
That's exciting. And I know you're also very involved in the Displanes Theater as well, which has been... It's been dormant for a long time and back and forth on the building. And you, I really love your passion for these places because you're saving them. I mean, these are historic houses. How old is the Displanes Theater?
Well, the Arcata was built in 1926, Displanes in 1927. And I'm just so proud that the city of Displanes has asked me to be a part of this project. And, you know, I'm involved with it still, you know, every day, every week, you know, actually designing the whole place and putting in my restaurants and speakeasies and stuff in there. And, that's going to be opening. Hopefully we're on track for October 1st. And it's going to be another palace dedicated to the music that we grew up with.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And, you know, I know you're doing other things, too. You know, obviously, buy gift cards. There's sponsorships available, especially as you're renovating the theater, which is pretty cool.
Right.
And I don't know if folks follow you on Facebook. They should. You share great stories every day. Very inspirational. You got like up to 1,000 people watching some of these daily. I think every little bit helps, you know?
You know, it is. I mean, people are just looking for stuff, and I've been lucky enough to have had these experiences. Now, you talk about being backstage, and you work for all these companies. Well, you know, I was a next door neighbor to the chief of security for all the Celebration Flipside concerts. If you remember those, International Amphitheater. And so I got to be backstage. I'm 16 years old. I'm backstage to Led Zeppelin and Rush and Alice Cooper and just all these great hearts. And REO and Styx were opening bands at the time, practically. And I really got bit by the bug back then. And now it continues. And I'm just loving it more and more. And I, over the years, I've had so many just opportunities to meet and spend time with people like Jerry Lewis and Buddy Guy.
I was at that Jerry Lewis show. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Hoover almost got me killed with him, but that's a whole other story. It's so funny.
You too?
You know what? It's so funny because, you know, Jeff, he's a big fan, and he's a good friend of ours, of course. He's a great guy. And Jerry, you know, was doing a Q&A, and he was very, I mean, I could give you an hour on that. That'll be for another show because that was incredible what happened there. Yeah. But anyway, he just walks up to the microphone, and rather than ask a question, he starts doing a really, like, exaggerated, hey, lady, Jerry Lewis, freaking shtick. And Jerry wanted to just kill him, and Jeff wouldn't stop. And it was killing me because he was already in a bad mood, Jerry. So
yeah, you can tell.
A thousand of those stories.
Jerry is traditionally in a bad mood, so that's okay. One of the bands that I saw there some years ago, and I just remember how much fun we had, was Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Some of the best music because, you know, some of the bands that you have in here, you're not having just 1-2-hit wonders. You got some really big acts in there, and it's just when you know, and I have something to look forward to go see one of these classic bands at your venue, I just think you do a fabulous job.
Well, I appreciate it, Dave. And, you know, it's an amazing dynamic for me to experience because, you know, as I said before, the fans come in, they're thrilled, they're excited. They've got their old vinyls that they're hoping to get signed maybe, and they got their old T-shirts. They've got that old 10 pounds of sausage in a 5-pound bag look with that shirt on from 1978. But it's really something how excited that the acts themselves, I mean, some of them are 40, 50, 60 years into it, and they're still as nervous and as excited to play for these people as they were back when they're playing arenas. I mean, it's really fun to watch them get so excited.
That's awesome. Love hearing that. Love hearing that. We got one more call. Edgar from the South Side. You're on 720 WGN. How you doing, pal?
Yes, hello there. I was going to mention six groups that you can't beat, and they would be Temptations, Smokey Robinson, Dale Finance, Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, even back to Frank Sinatra. You just can't beat sounds like that.
No, and you're mentioning a lot of good Motown acts, too. I mean, anything Motown that comes on, I'll jam as well, right?
We've got David Clayton Thomas coming, which he hasn't performed in a long time, the original voice of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I'm very excited about that. That's another thing that we're doing, you know, having some of these original voices come.
Well, what's the website that they go to find out everything that's going on in your world, Ron?
Oshows.com. That's the letter Oshows.com.
Ron Onesti, president and CEO of Onesti Entertainment. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate that, and I'm glad we got to throw some good music out there to let people enjoy for a little bit. Thanks, buddy.
Well, you've been a great friend, helping us with our Sinatra Sundays, too. Just wish you the best, Dave.
My pleasure. We'll talk soon, Ron. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Charlotte Pence, the Vice President Mike Pence's daughter, has got this great new YouTube series, and she's also got a podcast on Spotify and iTunes about how to talk to kids about COVID-19. And we're going to do that after this on 720 WGN.